Joshua chapter 18. The whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled themselves together at Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting there. The land was subdued before them. Well, that is going back to the language of the Garden of Eden, that Adam and Eve were given the job of subduing the land, the garden, and to subdue the animals under them. But what happened? Well, they didn't get on with the job. And, of course, the serpent was not subdued beneath them, but instead they listened to it. And this led them into sin. So, unfortunately, that led to them being cast out of the Garden of Eden. And this eventually was to happen to the Israelites. They've come here, they've taken the land. It's apparently been subdued before them, but actually they don't subdue all the Canaanites, and they end up being subdued by the Canaanites. They end up listening to the Canaanites and worshipping their gods, and so eventually they are cast out of the land and sent off into exile to the east in Babylon and in Assyria, just as Adam and Eve were sent out to the east of Eden. So then, all these things that happen there in the Garden of Eden, they all repeat. They, in a sense, show that the sin of Adam and Eve was a sin of every man. And it just it's a wonderful story, that whole thing there in Eden, because it just shows how we all are, how we're wired, and we do the same and would do the same. Joshua said to the children of Israel, "How long will you delay possession of the land which Yahweh, the God of your fathers, has given you?" Joshua had won all the battles, he defeated all the kings, but they would not go and possess the land. It's the same with us. Joshua is like Jesus because it's the same word. Jesus is just the Greek form of Joshua, Yah saves. And he defeated sin completely on the cross, but we tend to delay to go and take possession, to actually believe, to actually accept that I really can inherit God's kingdom and to do so. And he says, why do you delay? Just go ahead and do it. Appoint for yourselves 3 men from each tribe, and I will send them, and they shall go through the land and describe it according to their inheritance, and they shall come to me, and they shall divide it into 7 portions. So he's saying, look, go out and survey the land and make a description of it to try to motivate them to be in the kingdom, to go and take it. And it's the same with us. Look, this wonderful time of actually seeing God's face, of being without sin, of being able to serve God as we would like, of living forever and ever with no more weakness, sin, disease, and death. This really is in front of us. Really it is. And I think the description of the land at this point was to motivate them to go and take it. But the Levites have no portion among you, for the priesthood of Yahweh is their inheritance. That's often pointed out. In the New Testament, we are the royal priesthood. We are the Levites. And I think the idea is that we should not be maxed out on building up an inheritance for ourselves in this life. You see, this is the path that everybody is encouraged to take, that get a good career, swat away at your exams, work hard, work long hours, build up your career or build up your business, and get lots of wealth, and you can buy this, that, or the other, particularly property, this land, this house, this expensive house in a nice area, and maybe a holiday house, etc. And then by the time you've done all that, it's time to die. And the idea is, and you leave that as an inheritance to your children. This is the dream. But the Levites shall have no possession, no portion, no inheritance among you. Because God's work was their inheritance. That's what was the equivalent for them. And that's how it should be for us. That the doing of God's work, the reading, the teaching of his word, the sharing of his word with others, the doing the work of his sanctuary, encouraging other people to do that, to worship Yahweh. This should be what we love doing. And if you give your heart to that, well, okay, you're not going to have a really smart inheritance to leave to your kids. That is so. But God will somehow provide. And that's the idea of being a Levite. Now, we can't, in our age and our time, think, yeah, well, I shall allow other people to do my religious stuff for me. Leave it to the priests, leave it to the specialists, as is done in many churches. Leave it to the pastoral team, leave it to the priest or whatever. No, you are the priest. We are the equivalent of these Levites and priests. Well, then we go on to read about the territory of Benjamin, and it's described, etc., in various ways. And I just want to notice that one of the border lines, we're told in verse 14, ended at Kiriath Baal, the same as Kiriath Jearim. Kiriath just means like a settlement. So there was a town that was once called Kiriath Baal, but they renamed it Kiriath Jearim. They were told to not even take the names of the idols onto their lips, and so the faithful renamed the towns that the Canaanites called Kiriath Baal. They renamed it as Kiriath Jearim. And that's how we should be. We're told in the New Testament that we should not even think about, not even talk about, the wicked perversions and things that go on in this world. And I think that's how it is with us as well. Just don't even get involved from a distance with these things. And this is particularly true about what you watch on the screen and sort of words you listen to in pop music or on the radio or whatever. That if really you are nothing to do with all those wicked things, why do you want to read about them in novels, watch them on a screen, hear them glorified and sung about? Just no, just don't even go that way, don't go there at all. Have a mind that is not focused upon that stuff, but is focused on the things of God and the things of God's kingdom. And in these ancient days, you saw how the righteous thought in the same way. They renamed the names of these towns, like Kiriath Baal, to something else, to something more meaningful spiritually, Kiriath Jearim, because they didn't want to take the name of the Baal onto their lips, because it was an idol.